seen his second half comebacks.
Yeah. Burnley disappointing first half display, and that's the concern. Why we're starting, and that was my question right at the end of the game in the dressing room. Why? Because they can see the contrast, and you know, they give you answers, and they'll talk about, you know, perhaps, you know, it seems to be when we're behind that we seem to dig deep, and I'm saying, but why, guys? I says, before the referee even blows a whistle, you've got a point in your hand, you know, for the start of the game. Surely that's worth fighting right for the beginning. And you see the difference in terms of the first half to the second half. We come in, taking nothing away from Peterhead. That's the best I've seen them in the first half. I thought they were complete, you know, what you would look for. I thought the pasta's off the park. I thought their hunger and desire to win the ball back as soon as...
Jim actually said he thought that's the best.
Yeah, I thought they've played, take nothing away from
all the years he's been there.
Take nothing away from them. I thought they were excellent in the first half. And then the second half, we asked them, look, go out there and install a bit of pride. You know, that jersey that you're playing for, your reputation every time you take to that pitch and wear a Clyde jersey, you know, is under the microscope. And to be fair, once again, we get that reaction. But why is it always a reaction? That's the concern for us at this minute in time. And, you know, we take the game to them. I thought we pressed the game a lot better. I thought the difference, I thought Kieran Duffy came on and really got tight and personal with McAllister. As we know the strengths of what Rory's got, I thought that we competed well and we started to pick up more second balls in the middle of the park, where I felt that they dominated in those areas. So, as I said, pleased with the second half performance, but bitterly disappointed with the first one, and very, very disappointed, you know, not to come away with anything, particularly at home where we have made this a fortress. So, you know, we've got to keep at ourselves. And I said in the programme notes today, when we bring our best, you know, when we feel that the team's with the best resources in the league, there's no doubt, I've no hesitation, we go out there, we compete because we bring our utmost best. It's when the other teams, you know, round about the same ilk as us, round about the same league positions as us, that when we take our foot off it, or we don't bring the ingredients, having a strong mentality, you know, being physical and able to go and match or compete, bringing their technical and their tactical ability. I feel that we've always got that, although it wasn't certainly there the first half today. We didn't have one ingredient the first half today out of the four of them. But I feel that when we certainly don't bring the physical and the mental aspects of things, we are very, very average, very average. In fact, today, more than less than average today. But when we bring everything to the pot, when we compete, when we bring that mentality and we're physical, we hold our own. We certainly hold our own. And I thought at times we played a bit better. I've seen us play better, there's no doubt about that. But in contrast to what we had in the first half to the second half, you know, it was the response once again that I was looking for. But it's a response that I'm asking for too often at this minute in time.
I'm sure it must be quite frustrating when you know you've got the ability to go on a run and you look at the run that Montrose have been on.
Yeah, did they win again today?
Yeah,
there you go. It's absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. And the pleasing thing is, you know, we've still managed to get ourselves into, we'll get decent enough points on the board at this minute in time, but you are going to hit stages of the season where results are not always going to go your way, but you've always got to strive and look for that performance. And I just certainly believe that with the quality that we have in there, yeah, technically, tactically, we can go and play when teams allow us to play. What we don't handle, and I might be giving everything away here to teams that are going to come and play against us, but what we have learned, I've got to learn to do from the first minute to the 95th minute, is learn how to compete physically and mentally.
Chris Johnson obviously had to come off. How's he doing?
Again, he's getting reassessed at this minute in time. It was quite a sore one what he got. I'm never ever one to use excuses and, you know, etc. But you can see that we're really, really stretched at this minute in time. David has to come off with a tight hamstring. Chrissy now comes off, and we could only match three subs on the bench today, you know, outfield players. So we're really, really stretched to this limit. So we'll have to really, really be careful in our working week this week, you know, and certainly the the medical staff's going to be busy.
It was a really late challenge that saw him come off. Do you feel that could have been worse than a yellow? Or should have been?
Listen, I'm never ever really want to criticise referees' performance, you know. I believe that, you know, we need them. You know, if we're expecting our top guys to get every decision right, we're certainly not going to get at this level getting every decision right. But again, it's like anything. You know, they need the experience, they need the access to go and make the mistakes, as long as the referees are learning from them as well. But I think it's the ones that the majority of the stadium see, you know, that seem to be a totally different aspect of what the referee's seen. And I know that they'll come out and say, well, the referee sees it's fair from a different angle. No, there's three of them. The three of them are covering all angles, and I certainly believe that the two on the outside can certainly help that wee bit more to the man in the middle.
So is that red for you then?
No comment. No comment.
That's right.
Okay, gents.